Zakta Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Shabbos Perik Beis Mishnah Dalit. When I say the word lamp, close your eyes. What do you picture? So you probably picture a nice little base, sometimes a teddy bear base, you know, something like that, in a child's room and a lampshade. But when Chazal say lamp, they say ner, they mean something else. They mean, I'm sure you've seen pictures of it. It's like a little shisel, a little plate. And toward the top of the plate, it comes up a little bit higher. And there's a hole there to insert the wick in. And you fill up this plate with oil. Now, we were a little bit worried. What's our concern? What if someone says, I need some oil. I'm doing my eggs and onions on Shabbos. I have to add some oil. Oh, there's some oil in this plate. Let me take it. And he doesn't realize this is from a lamp. And by taking the oil, you're, in a way, extinguishing the fire. There are many opinions as to why exactly this is usur, but more or less, you can understand if you take the oil away, it's like closing down the fire, because if you take away the fuel, there's no fire. But we're not worried about this. And the reason we're not worried about this is because we assume people see this is a lamp. You can't take the oil out of that, and you'll be stopping the fire on Shabbos. But here's the problem. Sometimes what they used to do was, they wouldn't just have the wick in a shisel with oil. They wanted to make sure that we don't use up more oil than necessary. So they would take either earthenware or let's say even an eggshell, and they would place it over the opening of the shisel, over the little plate. They would fill that up with oil, make a little hole at the bottom so that it drip, drip, drips into the plate where the wick is in. What do I accomplish? I don't use up more oil than's necessary, and there's a constant flow or drip, drip, drip of oil to keep the fire going. Very practical, very convenient, very smart, but a big problem when it comes to Shabbos. Because if I walk into the room and all I see is oil in a keli or oil in an eggshell, and I don't see how it's underneath dripping into a lamp, I don't see it as part of a lamp, I'm scared. Chazal were scared that I may forget and take out some of this oil and thereby causing the fire to be extinguished on Shabbos. Memela zakta Mishnah. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Lo yikiv adam, a person should not make a hole, shfoiferes shalbeya, in an eggshell, v'yamilena shemen, and fill it up with oil, v'yitnena, and then place it al pi haner, over the mouth of a lamp. Why is he doing this? B'shvil shetehei min hatefes. He wants it to drip in slowly. But the reason I can't allow you to do this is because a person's going to see this. He's not going to chap that it's part of the lamp, and he's going to take the oil. And I'll tell you a bigger chiddush, says the Mishnah. Of course, if the oil is in a nice clean eggshell, it's going to be tempting to take it and use it for your salad or whatever you want to use the oil for. But afila hi shel cheres. Even if this keli that the oil is dripping from is pottery, it's an earthenware keli. So what happens when you put the oil into the earthenware keli, it's not so geschmack afterwards. You know, pieces may rub off. It's less likely you're going to want to put this into your salad. But we still say, no, I cannot take the chance. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Yehuda matir. Rabbi Yehuda does permit this. Aval, but let me tell you, says the Mishnah, when everyone agrees that it's okay. Im chibra hayoitzer meitchila. Let's say, the yoitzer, what does the word yoitzer mean? Yoitzer means to create. What do we say in the morning by Shacharis? Yoitzer ar uvayre chayshach, Hashem created the light. Chibra means to connect. Achaver means a friend that you're close with. A mechaber is a person who puts together a sefer. Im chibra hayoitzer, if the one who creates the pottery or creates the kli cheres, the lamp, whatever the lamp is made out of, if he connects it, neitchila to start with, in other words, originally he fashioned this whole system of a shisel with a wick going inside connected to another keli, and he made it professionally as one keli. It's not like I just took an eggshell and I improvised and I slowly connected it somehow by a paper clip or some wire it should hang over. You can see this is professionally put together. Then the halacha is mutter, it is mutter, because psychologically I already see it as one keli, livneishu keli echad, and therefore there is no concern I'm going to forget and come to take out some of the oil from it. Sakta mishnah vayter. Lo yamale adam, one should not fill up es hakara, kara is a plate, shemen with oil, the yitnena, and place it bitzad haner, bitzad means by the side, bitzad haner, to side of the lamp, the yitain, and then he's going to put roish hapsila, the top of the wick, besoicha inside, bishvil shetehe shoyeves, so that it should continue to draw the oil. In other words, this person, he's not so geschickt, he's not so fancy to be able to make something on top that drips in. He just has a plate with oil, or the lamp with the wick, and next to it, a plate with oil, and he wants to make an extension cord, a long wick that goes into the other plate. Same problem. You see it as a separate plate. You're going to come to take the oil from it. And here too, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter. So really, the Mishnah gives us three different cases of the same halacha. That if you have oil from a separate keli going into the lamp, you can't have that on Shabbos. One is where the oil is in an eggshell and it drips in, drip, drip. The other is when the oil is in pottery and it drips in, drips, drip. And the other is where you simply have a plate of oil next to the lamp and there is a long wick. Why does the Mishnah have to give us all three cases? Well, if I only had the case of the egg, I would say, well, that's why the Rabbanan say don't do it. Because that's geshmak, oil in a nice clean eggshell. But if it's pottery, where, it's a little bit like, not everyone's so comfortable with this. Pieces of the pottery may give off an odor, or may fall into the oil. I would say the Chachamim say, don't worry, no one's going to take it. So the Mishnah has to say, no, we are worried. On the other hand, if the Mishnah only told me the case of Cheres, I would say, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, it's mutter. But in the case of the eggshell, Rabbi Yehuda would also be moided that it's usher. So no, the Mishnah has to tell me very clearly that both by the eggshell and by the earthenware, the Chachamim say no, and Rabbi Yehuda says yes. If I only had these two cases, and not the case of where the plate of oil is next to the lamp, and it isn't hanging over it or built next to it at all, I would say, oy, over here, your mamish can't tell. At least in the first two cases, you can see it's drip, drip, it's somehow loosely connected. Here, it mamish looks like a separate plate. Over here, for sure, Rabbi Yehuda would not allow it. So we say, no, no. Even in this case, Rabbi Yehuda still says that it's mutter.